But I mean, they've been great. And her mum especially. While she's been in Iraq, I've been like, we've been going shopping and stuff together. And we go for coffee and stuff. And just like the other day she came round. She brought her baby photos round. She'd always said she wanted to be in the army. But it's just like, I mean, I always said I wanted to be a vet, but I'm not a vet. It's just like, I thought it was just one of them things where, you know, like, oh yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to be in the army. And then before you realise it, you're like grown up on that. I'm not a vet, but she did join the army. When she left, she was crying and stuff. And she'd said, will you look after Spot? And I was like, what the hell are you on about? Spot? And then I remembered what she meant. She really wanted to take him with her, but she wasn't allowed. So she left him for me. She buys him, you know, the bear factory. He's not from there, but the clothes from there fit him. So he's got antlers and a red nose for Christmas and stuff. And he's got like a birthday jumper. I make fun of her for keeping him, but I bought him a little army outfit when she went, and he's got some dog tags with Spot written on. But I had to engrave it myself with a compass, because I wasn't taking it to a bloody jeweller's to get it engraved for a flipping teddy. And it was only when it got right into the war when I started to think how dangerous it was. And I was like, well, you know, are you sure you want to do this? Like, it's not our country, so we've done what we needed to do. Why don't we just, like, I think they should just pull them out now and bring them home. But I mean, maybe that's just my opinion, because I want Claire to come home. I just want her to come back.